All right, free agency starts tomorrow. Are you curious not only what the team does, but with your own particular situation, if they may approach you about a restructure or anything like that?
Absolutely. It's always an exciting time of year to see what happens around the league and then obviously what happens with your own team. And then I guess this is a year for me that's is interesting just because you know, you hear this, you hear that about, you know, being here or, you know, being a cap casualty or whatever it is. You know, it's that point in your career where those type of things can happen. And I'm aware of that, but I'm excited to start working with Coach O'Brien and the new, you know, strength staff and the new coaching staff. We can start with that in a month, so hoping I can be around and learn from those guys.
You worried about it, though?
Worry? I'm trying to figure out what word is good to use. I just, you know, it's you like to know who you're going to be working with and what team you're going to be helping. Obviously, I like to be here and play out the end of my contract, and I feel like I deserve that. So I'm looking forward to having that opportunity and you know, building a team that can win a championship with the new staff. So I'm worried about getting into shape and you know becoming a better football player. Hopefully that can be here in Houston.
Have they approached you about any kind of restructure, though?
No, nothing yet. So that's as far as I know.
Would you be willing if they did?
To restructure? Yeah, I'm willing to restructure. Hopefully, you know, honestly, I'd like to. I think I got, you know, some more years in the tank and not a lot of tread off my tires last year. So I think I got some more in me, and hopefully they can all be here in Houston.
Owen, was there anything in particular that you've heard, read, or said that makes you have some concerns about being a cap casualty, other than the fact that those things happen this type of year and you're a longtime veteran?
Yeah, nothing real specific. You know, just stuff flying around this time of year, that's kind of the thing. But no, nothing like, I heard this from this guy or this person. Nothing detailed in that respect.
What have you said to Garrett? After, because obviously he's going into this situation.
Yeah, actually just hanging out with him this weekend at TJ Yates' wedding. So we got to have a little conversation, and I think he's excited for it, and he wants to. You know, I think we both think we have a good thing going with us and Ryan Griffin. And obviously, they added Zach Porter, and we got a couple young guys, you know, Phyllis Supernaw and Smelly that are still around. So we think we got a pretty good group together, and we like to keep it that way.
What do you think about this new coaching staff? What impression do you have of them? How much interaction have you had with them?
Not much interaction. You know, I've met Coach O'Brien. I've met the strength staff. I've met my position coach, John Perry, and I'm excited to work with them. Obviously, it's another offensive-based, you know, oriented head coach, and a guy that's very hands-on with his tight ends, from what I've heard, and with my, you know, short conversations with him. Not a lot of talk football right now, but that's about as far as we got. So it's definitely going to be something I'm looking forward to. You know, I've talked to some other players around the league that have had him as a coach and say he's awesome. So I'm very excited about it.
How are you physically coming back from?
I felt my leg. excuse me, you know, the injury I had to my leg, fractured my fibula. It's like it never happened. So I feel good in that respect, and you know, looking forward to coming in fresh and healthy.
You don't have any more way to go rehab wise. You're pretty much.
Oh exactly, yeah, there's where you were. Yeah, there's no. I haven't done any rehab since basically, you know, like a week or two after the season. So. Feeling great and fresh and ready to go.
Last year, this time of year, the feeling was that this team was one player away from, you know, making that run. I mean, do you feel like, I mean, going back here now a year later, I mean, you guys are back in the same place? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even – football is tough to say, you know, you're one player. We just need to play better, and we didn't play great last year, and we were really close to winning a lot of games. But, you know, injuries obviously played a factor in that, and that happens to a lot of teams. And but I think the good thing was a lot of young guys got some experience that they probably wouldn't have been able to get. And as a team, you know, got to put through some situations where your poise and character was really tested. So I think that'll pay off this year for us. And I got, you know, I haven't been around and don't know the coaching staff very well because, you know, we're not allowed to get to know them very well just yet. But I got a lot of confidence in them and what they've done in the league. And just looking forward to working with them.
You follow this offseason a little bit more closely than others because you guys have the number one pick. I mean, do you keep your eye on the draft and a little bit just because you guys are in that number one spot?
Yeah, we always, you know, I think I get asked a lot more questions about it. Yeah, definitely. You know, just by, you know, friends and family, and obviously you guys are very interested in what we think. And so I guess a little bit more attention than if we, you know, if we had the 20th pick or 25th pick like we've had in the past. So definitely curious about who we're going to take, and like I am any year, excited to see who my new teammate will be, and who, you know, who we get to work with and you know, start to build a great relationship with. So whether that's an offensive player or a defensive player or maybe a couple players, I'm looking forward to it.
Is it tough for you this offseason not knowing who your quarterback's going to be?
I think, well, we're not playing any games, and we're not doing it. Obviously, you like to know who it's definitely going to be, like we have known, you know, for the past 7 years. And now that's kind of up in the air about what's going on. I think, well, my focus is getting in good shape and becoming a better tight end. And I think if it was August and we didn't know, September and we didn't know who our quarterback was, I'd be a little more concerned about things. But hopefully that'll be all ironed out by that point.
At this point in your career, Owen, is it, I guess, if they decide to go with a quarterback and they want to start fresh with a rookie quarterback, how do you guys feel as veterans when, you know, you felt like you were so close and then you might have to start over with a quarterback out of your offense?
All I can say from a player perspective is that we're going to, you know, accept with open arms anybody who's on our team and work really hard with them. If it happens to be a quarterback that we take, and with that number one pick, he's going to be a young player with no experience. So that's going to put a little bit more on the vets to support him and play better around him. And that's okay. That's what we're there for. That's why we've been in the league for as long as we have, to have that experience and to share that with young players. So we'll be good either way.